Slack is Good News Planet. I'm here with James Lee. Hi, James. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me today, Paul.
And here today is a very, very, very important evening. 50 of the most outstanding Asian business leaders are going to be honored here through John Wang's organization. And we've been involved for, I guess I'm involved for the Asian community for 30 plus years. So congratulations. You're the chief operating officer for SAP and I guess two areas at SAP. Tell us, what, am I right? Am I close?
Sure. So my title is a chief operating officer for SAP Fieldglass and SAP Ariba. So together we formed the largest procurement software provider in the world. We manage more than 1.7 trillion of spend across our business network every year.
Okay, so SAP stands for?
Well, it's a long German name, but it's basically we're the leader in enterprise software, and my business unit is responsible for procurement solutions.
Okay, so maybe for those that don't know what that exactly means, procurement, enterprise, you know, chief operating officer, you, I'm sure, know a lot about business. And I believe you went to Harvard too, so that probably helps a bit.
Yeah, so to give you the 30-second version, if you think about in the business world, all the different complex processes and systems and what it takes to run your business from the way you plan, how you purchase goods and how you source things and sell and pay for them, right? That's what enterprise software means to provide. And the area that Ariba and Fieldglass deals with is really, if you think about your entire procurement process from the time you source the goods to, you know, getting a contract done, then the actual buying, and then the invoicing and the paying. So we take care of all of that process with a very, you know, sophisticated software solution. At the same time, we also take care of all the different spend categories for a corporation. You can imagine there's, you know, indirect, all your administrative spend, such as, you know, your paper, your cups, your, you know, office supplies, to your direct spend, which is more the ingredients or materials that goes into your finished goods, to we call labor, services spend, you know, all the services, you know, external or internal labor that you're taking care of, and then you're also looking at your travel and expense, etc. So we take care of all the different spend categories for enterprises.
So I hire you and I don't have to hire thousands of people, it sounds to me.
Well, we like to think that we complement the workforce. We work very closely with procurement organizations to transform their jobs from more transactional and more, routine in nature to more strategic, where it frees up the time for them to work on more, you know, value-added things such as building stronger relationships with their key suppliers.
Okay, Asia is a big part of the world, and we're here at an Asian event. So how is SAP involved in that part of the world?
Asia is absolutely one of our most important markets. You know, Paul, I'm sure you're aware of the explosive growth that we're seeing there in Asia. And, you know, SAP has been in that region for more than 30 years. Basically, pretty much every country in Asia, we've got a footprint. We've forged very strong alliances with the companies on the ground. We work with, a lot of very strong partners who help us resell and deploy our solutions. And last but certainly not least, we employ a lot of the top talents in Asia, right? Because we believe in local talent that pushes our business forward.
Software, I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, we talk, I've been in this business multicultural for 30 plus years, as I mentioned. This Chinese put me in business, actually. And so my question is this, and I've translated a few things here and there over all those years. I always went back to the media that I was working with and say, could you translate this the proper way? So now you're dealing with financial information and procurement information, so on and so forth. So how do you do the culturally sensitive way to make your documents appropriate? And is business different everywhere else, everywhere?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the beauty of being part of an international company such as SAP, and the procurement solutions that we provide to our customers are very much localized for the market, be it, you know, regulatory requirements. Sometimes it has to do with taxes, sometimes it has to do with legal requirements, sometimes it has to do with, you know, local business culture and specific requirements. You know, that is something that's very important to us, because we don't think of ourselves as just a German company. We like to think of ourselves as a, you know, German heritage company, but with a lot of DNA in Asia.
Uh-huh. And Germany has been in Asia for many, many years.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Extremely well respected in Asia for the precision and for the great work that you do. So, and this broadcast is going to go on Good News China and Good News Japan, and so in other places in Asia. How does somebody reach you? Is it a website based, or what was the best way to, let's say in China, to work with you?
Well, we have a fully localized translator website in China. It's ariba.com/China. So that is an area that they can reach us, and we have a representative office. I'm sure you know, our team can get in touch with your viewers if they're interested in understanding a little more about the Ariba business, SAP's business in general, and who knows, opportunities to partner together.
And tonight, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm really excited. You know, the Asian community has been, you know, a huge driver in terms of the economy here in America, and I think, you know, the history has shown that you know, Asia has, you know, really worked very closely in the U.S. in all areas, right? Be it economic or, you know, or social in nature, and you know, tonight being one of the top 50 Asian Americans recognized at this event, I feel incredibly humbled and extremely honored to be amongst the select few. And I'm really excited that the SAP can have a presence at this event.
Well, congratulations. I'll let you get downstairs to a lot of people who really want to speak with you as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you.
My pleasure.